As soon as I pulled up next to Artie's red Mercedes in the rest stop parking lot, my blood pressure skyrocketed. He had parked under the shade of a towering maple, but the windows were rolled up, and Bruno was pawing frantically at the rear window. The glass was covered in dog slobber, and the little terrier was yelping. Artie was nowhere to be found. He had been named one of the top dermatologists in Connecticut in Connecticut Magazine, but my ex-husband sometimes lacked sense about the practical things in life. What kind of idiot leaves a dog closed in a car in the middle of July? I yanked open the rear door, and Bruno jumped out, his leash still attached as if Artie was about to walk him. After I pet him and tried to calm him down, I reached into my car to grab the bowl and water I had stowed on the front seat. However, Bruno only lapped briefly from the water, then whined and strained on his leash. He led me toward the only other car in that area of the rest stop parking lot, a black Escalade parked several spaces away. He scratched at the passenger side door and I said, "Off," and pulled him away. I peered in the open passenger side window, ready to apologize to anyone who might be in the car. A woman was slumped over the steering wheel, and a man in a light-colored suit had his face pressed into her lap. My first thought was that I'd interrupted something that would embarrass everyone involved if I didn't back away. Then I realized two things. What I'd first taken for shadows dappling the seat and the people inside was blood. And secondly, I recognized that linen suit-clad form. I jerked the door open and pulled on Artie's arm to turn him over. He had two small bullet holes in his chest. I felt my insides collapse. The front of his suit was saturated with blood, as was the woman's lap where he had been lying. I felt under Artie's jaw for a pulse. His skin had begun to cool, and the only pulsing I felt was from the trembling of my own fingers. I went around to the other side of the car to check on the woman. When I opened the door, her arm fell from the steering wheel where it had been resting, and she started to slump slowly toward me. I reached out by reflex to stop her from tumbling out of her vehicle. There was no need to feel for a pulse, since the look of her head wound left no doubt she was dead too. I suppressed a shudder and propped her back up in the position I had found her. I ran back to my own car to grab my cell phone off the front seat. I dropped Bruno's leash when I first opened the door of the Escalade, and I found him with his ears down and his tail between his legs, huddled against my left front tire. I scooped Bruno up and crooned, it's okay," to him as I fumbled with the phone, even though we both knew it wasn't going to be okay. My hand shook as I punched in the numbers, but I managed to keep my voice calm as I reported finding Artie and the dead woman. At least, I think I started out calm, but must have ended up babbling because the 911 dispatcher kept repeating my words back to me as if for clarification. "Are you sure the people are dead?"